Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, Director of Priests for Life. Welcome once again to Faith Matters, in which we reflect with you on the marvelous truths of our faith and the way in which the liturgy and feasts of the Church reflect those truths. We are, of course, now in the Christmas season, a time of singing, a time of gifts, a time of special joy, because the world welcomes again the coming of Christ as one of us. Christmas actually is more than simply the celebration of the birth of Jesus, a very, very significant event in the process of his coming. But Christmas actually is the feast of the entire coming of Christ, the feast of the incarnation, God, in other words, who is spirit, taking on a human nature, becoming a member of the human family, becoming our brother. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the coming of Christ into the world, is not the moment at which Jesus began to exist. Jesus always existed. He is the eternal Son of God. Jesus existed before Mary, before Bethlehem, before Christmas, before the earth. We know that when we say the creed and we profess belief in the Son of God, we say that he is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. If he's one in being with the Father, that means that he was as long as the Father was, and he is equal to the Father. Usually when we think of a Father and a Son, we realize that the Father existed before the Son did, that the Father knows more than the Son, that the Father is stronger than the Son. But when we talk about Jesus, the Son of God, he always was with the Father. He knows as much as the Father and always did, and he has the same power as the Father does. What is Christmas then? Christmas celebrates the fact that this eternal Son of God began existing in a human body and soul at a particular point in time. Christmas, in other words, is God in human language. We can think about the eternal God who is always everywhere and is infinite. And it's very hard sometimes for people to understand what this infinite eternal God expects of them, what he thinks about them, what he wants them to do in their lives. But Christmas enables us to hear God in our own language because now he's a human being. It enables us to see Jesus of Nazareth and to say, what this man says is not just the opinion of another great teacher or the teaching of some great philosopher. What this man says is what the eternal God says. What this man says is a truth that is beyond any other person and anything that anyone else ever wrote or spoke or thought. That's Christmas. Thanks to Christmas, we no longer have to wonder, what does God think of human beings? We know, thanks to Christmas, that he loves us so much that he decided to become one of us. We no longer have to wonder or shoot around in the darkness to figure out how God intends for us to live. We need only to look at this child who was born in the manger and who grew up and who taught and who preached and who made his message clear. Christmas turns so many question marks into exclamation points, reveals to us the will and the teachings of God in Christ. Christmas makes God accessible. Isn't it marvelous how he decided to come into the world as a little baby? Who does not find a little baby approachable? Who is afraid to come to a little baby? Notice what God has done by being born on Christmas. He has made it so easy for everyone, everywhere, to come to God. Christmas is God becoming man so that man can become God. And we have to understand that in the proper way. God takes on our human nature so that he can clothe us in his divine nature. An exchange is meant to take place here. God indeed is born on earth, but he's born on earth not only so that we can welcome him and sing songs to him and rejoice in him. He is born on earth so that we can be born in heaven. You see, Christmas leads us into all the other realities of our faith. This child that is born in the manger will one day sit around a table with his 12 apostles and say to them, "Do this in memory of me." And he will give them his flesh and his blood at the first Mass in Holy Communion and command them to celebrate it in his memory until the end of time. So to accept the child in the manger means also to accept the man at the Last Supper, and therefore means also to accept the Mass which he instituted. This child, born in the manger, will one day preach to the crowds and say, "If anyone wants to follow me, he must take up his cross each day, deny his very self, and follow in my footsteps." And so, to welcome the child in the manger is also to welcome the responsibility of the cross. This child who was born in the manger will one day say, "Unless you repent, you will perish." And so to welcome the child at Christmas also means to welcome the need to turn away from sin in our lives, whatever form that sin may take. This child born in the manger will one day be nailed to the cross. And so to celebrate Christmas means also to look toward Good Friday, because the reason he took a body upon himself was that he would be able to offer it again on the cross and to say, "Father, I put my life in your hands. Forgive them, heal them, reconcile them, save them." The blood that he took upon himself would be shed for the forgiveness of sins. And so to celebrate Christmas means also to believe that that blood was shed for us. It means to go to that cross and to say, "Yes, Jesus, take my sins and nail them to the cross that I may have eternal life." This child who comes down from heaven and is laid in that manger will one day rise again from the dead and ascend back into heaven. And Christmas is meant to also make us think of that, because when he ascends into heaven, he takes our very human nature with him, opening the doors of heaven for us to enter in. And so we beg with you today, open your Christmas present. And your Christmas present is the fullness of all the message that this child brings. It is the fullness of all the gifts that he brings in his church and in his sacraments and in his gospel. The child born for us today leads us beyond today. So many people were walking through Bethlehem on the day that Jesus was born and had no idea what was going on. In fact, he revealed himself first to the shepherds, didn't he? Announced to them by means of angels that he had come into the world. Can you imagine if the shepherds in the fields that first Christmas night, upon hearing the angel's message, said to one another, "Well, gee, that's interesting news. I announce to you great joy, a Savior is born in the city of David. But we're busy about our job of being shepherds. We can't take the time to go back into the city and to look at what is going on. We don't have time." But the shepherds didn't say that. When they heard the good news, they ran to go see the child that had been born. And so it can be with us. Some people celebrate Christmas and they come to church. Perhaps they don't come the rest of the year. But brothers and sisters, our Lord places a gift in our hands today that he expects us to unwrap and to use. If we welcome Christ on Christmas, let us welcome the gifts that he wants us to use during the entire year. Let us open this present and let us say, "Yes, Lord Jesus, I receive you and all your gifts." He's born on earth so that he can be born in us. And we can say the words of the beautiful hymn, "O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray, be born in us today."